The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
A huge win for San Jose Sharks hockey, not only for the standings, but for morale. Final score in overtime, the San Jose Sharks 3 and the Colorado Avalanche 2. So in successive games, the Sharks have defeated two of the best-ranked teams in the NHL. Colorado was right at the top of the standings with a 7-1-4 record. And in fact, San Jose ended a 12-game winless streak in the Lifetime Series against Colorado with this big win today. Their most recent win was May the 5th, 2021, a 3-2 win against Colorado. And that was March the 5th, 2021, a 3-2 win against Colorado, a tight game also at SAP Center in regulation. But here we go with the instant replay for tonight's contest. The game was played in front of a crowd of 16,406 games. Matinee action at SAP Center at San Jose. And in the last game against the New Jersey Devils, William Eklund scored on the very first opportunity on goal in the opening minute, but it would go exactly the opposite way in this game today, with Colorado's Martin Natchez getting credit. Off the faceoff, Colorado keeps it in. Cale Makar is on the ice, exchanges with Devon Taves, feeds it over now to Natchez, turn, shoot, score! That was surgical! Taves and Makar playing catch with it. Makar throws to the left circle to the right-handed shooting Martin Natchez, and he beats Askarov down low. It is 1-0, Colorado 30 seconds in. That was an amazing set of passes that resulted in Natchez getting his 9th goal of the season from Cale Makar and Devon Taves. 30 seconds into the game, Colorado 1, the Sharks nothing. But it was a little bit odd because yesterday the Avalanche played in Vegas, and they scored in the opening minute in that game, and that game it was Natchez from Makar and Taves as well. So that doesn't happen too often. Natchez is the first player in Quebec/Colorado franchise history to score goals in the first minute of consecutive games. He's the first NHL player to do it since 2014 when Jamie Benn did it in consecutive days, and it's only the third time in NHL history that a player scored in the first minute in consecutive games and had the assists by the same two players on both. The last time was Pavel Bure in 1998 when he was assisted in consecutive games in the opening minute from Mark Messier and Brad May. And the other one was Bill Hay with the Chicago Blackhawks in November of 1963, assisted by Bobby Hull and John Pye McKenzie. So it doesn't happen too often, and it happened for Colorado in consecutive games. The Avalanche totally dominated the first period. They outshot the Sharks 15-6, and they held on to that 1-0 lead. A big part of the reason why it wasn't 2-0 or 3-0 was solid goaltending from Yaroslav Askarov, and that would be a continuing theme throughout the day. However, with time winding down in period number one, Macklin Celebrini came up with a gorgeous finish of a great feed from Tyler Toffoli, a nice up pass from Shakir Mukhamudulin, and a textbook goal to tie it up. Mukhamudulin, nice lead pass to Toffoli down the right across the line to Celebrini, moving in, shoot, score! Macklin Celebrini off a Tyler Toffoli pass. A brilliant wrist shot beats Blackwood, and the Sharks have tied the game 1-1 with 1:39 to go in the first period. And for Celebrini, he has a 7-game point scoring streak. That's right, Celebrini getting his 7th goal of the season, extending his point scoring streak to 7 consecutive games. 6 goals, 7 assists, 13 points in that stretch. Tyler Toffoli and Shakir Mukhamudulin got the assists on the play. But something else happened in that first period that was awfully concerning, and it was a fluke play with about 2 minutes to go. Right around just before the time that Celebrini scored that goal, Tim Liljegren was sitting on the bench minding his own business. A pass came across the ice from McKinnon. He's got a lot of steam on everything that he throws out there. Went off a stick on a deflection and hit him in the upper body somewhere. Not sure if it's the jaw, the neck, the throat, but he never returned. Upper body injury, and I hate to say it, I hope he's not out for a while, but he might be.
Yeah, you never want to see those plays happen. He went down on all fours right away. The training staff all around him, and you just, you know, you wish the best for him and hope that, you know, health first and foremost, and hopefully it's not out too long.
The real tough part of it is he was playing great hockey at the time. He had a couple of assists against the Devils, was one of the stronger defensemen, was looking really sharp, and really would have been an important player for the rest of the game for the Sharks because of his skating ability against this team.
Yeah, no, he never want to lose anybody, and, you know, never any of his caliber and the way he's been playing. And like I said, you just hope, you know, he's all right. That it didn't look good going into the bench like that.
So the Sharks with five defensemen for most of the rest of the game. In fact, for all of the rest of the game after that injury, it was 1-1 at the end of one period of play. Looking at the minutes for the game, Dmitry Orlov ended up with 27 minutes and 18 seconds, but Shakir Mukhamadulin was about 21 minutes, getting back into action again tonight. Also, Mario Ferraro was 23 and a half minutes, and that shows you the way that the play was distributed by the coaching staff. In the second period, San Jose would put some pressure on Mackenzie Blackwood, and it looked as if Alex Wennberg would get a golden scoring chance. Wennberg wins the faceoff, and he gets it back, takes the one-time shot from Eklund's pass, and a great save by Mackenzie Blackwood. 23 seconds into the second period, the simpatico on this line continues, but that was a great, great faceoff win for Wennberg, and a very solid one-time shot. This solid line of Kurashev, Wennberg, and Eklund is getting better and better with every game, and I use the word simpatico. They're just in sync with each other.
Yeah, again, every little piece on that line. I like the way Wenberg's playing. He controls the puck. He has it on his stick a lot, and Kurashev's just a buzzsaw. He was in there on the forecheck, jumping on loose pucks, and he's ready to shoot every time he gets it.
After that save by Blackwood, the Sharks just kept pressing, and it turned out that Philip Kurashev would get the puck on his stick at 4:07 of the first to score his first of two to put the Sharks in front. Cale Makar's got it on his stick. His pass up the middle for Lehkonen, intercepted. DeLandry, lead pass, breakaway, Kurashev shoots, he scores! Philip Kurashev on a turnover by Colorado goes into the zone, took the pass, and put it up top on Mackenzie Blackwood. Kurashev is red hot for San Jose with goals in three consecutive games, and the Sharks take the 2-1 lead in the second period. That was a sweet goal by Kurashev, and it would get better as the game went on. Nice play by DeLandria on that to get him the puck. Klingberg with a good up. Again, just a solid textbook play by the Sharks to get that second goal.
Yeah, I really like the play by DeLandria. They were caught out on the icing earlier, face-off in the zone, and when they flipped that puck out, Misa and Goodrow changed, and all of a sudden he had to stay out there. He picks off the pass. Usually you dump it in. He makes a great play there on a great feed into Kurashev.
As dominant as Colorado was in the first period, they even were more dominant in some sense in the second. They outshot the Sharks 15-5, and Yaroslav Askarov was left to hold the fort down. But the tying play would come on a semi-disputed play, and one that certainly would be reviewed, as you'll hear. 2-1-1 developing. Trouble. Hedman. Breakaway. Mackinnon shoots. Block. Save. Nets off the mooring. No goal. Mackinnon is mad. He thinks that that should be called a goal because the puck was going toward the net when the net was knocked off the mooring. And they are saying no goal. They said no goal. Jeff Skinner was the man who knocked the net off the mooring accidentally on purpose, as we'll like to say. But it came down to a call on the ice. After first calling a no goal, the officials converged in the referee's crease. They discussed it. Then they said the call on the ice is a goal. We are going to review it. They reviewed it, and they said the following.
After video review, the call on the ice is confirmed. The puck would have entered the net before the net got blown off. Therefore, we have a good goal.
So the puck would have entered the net, as it were. The only argument you could make was, did the puck actually stop as Mackinnon tipped the puck with the net off the mooring already? I don't think it mattered. That's why they called it that way. And so it was a good goal. The Sharks didn't like it. Mackinnon got his 10th of the season. First NHL player to get to 10 goals this year. Arturi Lehkonen and Valeri Nichushkin assisted. And again, the time of that 9:10 of the second period. So we're halfway through the game. The Avalanche are dominating. The Sharks are still tied 2-2 with the Avalanche. And we were set up for the third period. Had this been a couple of years ago or even last season, we might have had a disappointment to talk about, but not today. Part of what happened was the goaltending of Yaroslav Askarov. And even when things weren't exactly going his way, he found a way to recover. Askarov knocked out of the net, He fell down, and Kelly, skating toward an open goal, fires it. It was poke-checked away by Askarov, and Kelly can't believe it. Askarov gets back in the net, makes a second save. Shades of Artur Zerbe here at SAP Center at San Jose. An acrobatic recovery by Yaroslav Askarov. That was the scariest moment of the game. Askarov had come out of his net to try to play the puck to the left of his goal. He had Parker Kelly coming in on him, so he tried to hurry the play. Then he lost his balance, fell down, and there was the open net for Kelly, but somehow he reacted. I've seen Artur Zerbe do that for many years with that acrobatic ability, and Askarov took a page out of the old number 32's playbook.
Yeah, you said it. He just kind of comes out. I think he was going to play that behind the net, got a little confident, caught an edge, and stumbled a little bit, but what a recovery by Askarov.
He would make a more conventional top save in the overtime when Valeri Nichushkin powered his way in against Will Smith. Nichushkin steps on. He comes up big in overtime a lot for the Avs. And here he comes. Nichushkin down the right, across the line, making the move, getting on Smith, throwing it toward the net. Great save by Askarov. A tremendous stop by Askarov against Nichushkin in overtime as he stayed with it, moved to the right side of the goalpost, and stopped the deke that Nichushkin tried to throw at him 45 seconds into overtime. Boy, that was a great stop by Askarov in OT. Again, Nichushkin was powering his way underneath a non-defenseman, Will Smith, back there, and he was on the right wing side. So imagine, he's a left-handed shot, comes underneath Smith, kind of powers his way into position, and he's coming across the goal crease, which means Askarov had to cut down the angle, then he had to back up, and then he had to move to his right. Keeping his focus, he stayed with it, and that's why he made that save.
Yeah, he had a great push. He was really in front of him, stayed on his angle there, and it was a great save, and obviously a big one for the Sharks in the overtime.
And then it came down to the victory, because that save led to this. Dumped ahead by Colorado. Is this going to be icing? Nope, doesn't look like it. Back to get it now is Wennberg. He skates away from Natchez with speed. Lead pass Kurashev down the left, across the line, tees up, shoots. He scores! Philip Kurashev wins it in overtime for the San Jose Sharks. At 1:48, what a shot, what a game. For the second consecutive contest, the Sharks have defeated one of the best teams in the NHL. And this one is Philip Kurashev's day. Final score, Sharks 3, Avalanche 2 in overtime. Wow, what a play that was by Philip Kurashev. His second goal of the game, his fifth goal of the season, assisted by Alex Wennberg at 1:48 of overtime. Kurashev now has points in four consecutive games, 7 points total, 4 goals, 3 assists, and it was his second career two-goal game for him. The last time he did it was in March of 2024 against Anaheim. This one, of course, included the overtime goal and the final score of the Sharks 3 and the Avalanche 2 in OT. This win snapped a 12-game winless streak that the Sharks had against the Avalanche dating back to May the 5th, 2021 in San Jose. That was during that COVID season. It was May, not March. May 5th, 2021, a Sharks 3-2 victory. And tonight, 12 games later, it was a win for the Sharks in OT. So that's also a little statistical thing that we don't like to bring up much, but it ends a lengthy strength of futility against Colorado, and that's a lot for the Sharks' morale.
Yeah, no, again, the way they're playing right now, and again, that never give up. You know, the goaltender was the piece tonight, kept him in the first two periods, and I thought they made some great adjustments in that second and third period. I'd like to be, you know, a fly on the wall for that meeting because they closed off the neutral zone. I thought they made better plays. They started being on their toes, creating some offense, creating some penalties, and that carried through into the overtime.
Well, one player that is on just about every statistical note in this game is Macklin Celebrini. 6 shots on goal, scored an absolutely gorgeous tally in the first period, and was a major factor as well in this game. Macklin Celebrini is with us on the Sharks Audio Network right now from the dressing room with Scott Hannon.
Hey, Mac, that win's got to feel good. And, you know, in that first period, you were a little bit, you know, under siege there by the Avalanche and, in their high-powered offense. You know, seeing Askarov sort of hold you guys in there, how much do you guys take from that and seeing the way he's playing?
Yeah, I mean, he was huge. Obviously, we don't win that game without him. And, I mean, if he keeps playing like that, we're going to have a lot of success as a team.
Yeah, talk a little bit about Kurashev. Obviously, on his 3-game goal-scoring streak, there are 5 goals on the season. You know, I thought he played a phenomenal game tonight, rung that one off the crossbar. It's got to feel good him winning that one. Take a little bit on how the way you see him playing.
Yeah, I mean, that whole line's been buzzing. They've been doing so many good things for us, and especially him, obviously, putting the puck in the net. And, I mean, that goal was huge in overtime. I don't think you could place a shot better.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously you create a lot of things offensively. Take us through a little bit of that goal. Great feed by Toffoli, and you put it up top on Blackwood there.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a great play. I mean, I was walking down Main Street, so I felt like I probably should score that one. But, I mean, that was an amazing vision and play by Toff.
Yeah, and obviously the D responded so well on that unfortunate play. It hit Liljegren, you know, I guess up high, maybe in the face, in the neck. We couldn't quite tell from down here. Going down to 5D earlier, I think Orlov had 27 minutes tonight. Take us through the defense there and how they played tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they were so big for us. Made a lot of great plays, and I think obviously it was tough to see Lily go down there, but I thought he played that stuff happens, but our D-Core played a great game.
Yeah, you know, and looking out to tomorrow, you got Detroit coming in here, and obviously they're second in their division. They're 8-4. What do you guys want to carry through from the win today and take it into the game tomorrow?
I think that third period, we played well in that third, and I think we were on them, on their pucks, and especially with the caliber of guys that they have, I thought we did a really good job kind of putting them under pressure and turning over some pucks, so we just carry that on.
Well, sounds good. It sounds like you guys got the music going. Enjoy the win tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.
Once again, the final score, the San Jose Sharks 3 and the Colorado Avalanche 2 in overtime. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.